Good morning. Actually, it's good afternoon by now. It's really good afternoon for me. It's 5:30 for me, or 3:30 for me. But I'm Liza Corso with CDC, and we're going to be talking today about advancing accreditation readiness and supporting agency-wide performance improvement. And as part of this, we're going to talk a little bit and hear from three different speakers about three different. Can you not hear me? Am I not standing close enough? I am so sorry. So, as I said, I'm Liza Corso from CDC, and we're going to be talking about advancing agency accreditation readiness and performance improvement and some experiences from different CDC-supported initiatives. And so we're going to be hearing about a few different examples of how we're advancing accreditation readiness activities and hearing from both state and local experiences, as well as how states are supporting the local level. And so our presenters today, and of course in addition to me, we've got Lee Thielen, who is a public health consultant, and is going to be talking about some work that she did in looking at incentives for agency accreditation, and especially how the state is supporting local level activities or area health boards supporting tribes within their jurisdiction. So kind of how those incentives and encouragement kind of trickle down the road. Lowry Ward from NACHO is going to be talking a little bit about agency accreditation support initiatives that especially are targeting local health departments, tribal health departments, as well as state associations, state public health institutes, and how that's advancing accreditation readiness. And then finally, Bryn Riley is the Performance Improvement Manager from Maine, and she's going to be talking about some of the work that they've been doing in the state of Maine, and some of which, of course, has been supported through CDC's National Public Health Improvement Initiative. So the usual disclaimer that we see from all throughout all APHA slides, we've got no relationships to disclose. So how many of you are there any folks that are not too familiar with the work that has been occurring in establishing a national accreditation program? Is everyone familiar? Let's put it that way. Okay, good. So I included a few basic slides just in case there were folks that weren't too familiar, but I'm not going to go over the details because it sounds like we've got some folks who know what we're talking about here. The real basics, of course, this has been established through the Public Health Accreditation Board, although it's really been a very field-driven effort with lots of participation from key national public health organizations, from practitioners, hundreds, thousands even when you count the testing activities, practitioners throughout state, tribe, local levels, and of course CDC and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation have co-funded this. And it formally launched back in September of 2011. I think now I believe they have 103, I think I heard at last count, they may actually be up or two by now, applicants in formally into the system. And 13 of those are states, one tribe, and the remainder are locals. And so it's really started off with a bang, and we certainly know that many more are preparing to apply and, you know, all along that continuum. And of course, FAB, this is all for the purpose of really advancing quality improvement. That's really what the intention of the program is. And so when we think about the benefits of accreditation, and we have identified these really based on what we learned from the beta testing, as well as very similar programs done in state-developed programs such as North Carolina, Michigan, Washington, we're really anticipating some real benefits that will help and transform public health. And certainly, as with any accreditation program, it's something that will increase the credibility and recognition and accountability with public health partners and other partners, elected officials in the community. It's something that can strengthen public health infrastructure as well as the programs that make up public health and the delivery of public health services. The accreditation program has a few key elements, certainly, as with any accreditation program. There are standards and measures, and those do cover 12 domains, the 10 essential public health services being the first 10 of those domains, standards around those, each of those essential services. And then two different domains have been added, one to address administrative capacity and management, and a 12th that gets at engaging the governing entity. Within those standards and measures, there's a lot of attention to doing a state or community health assessment, a state or community health improvement plan, and a health department strategic plan. And so FAB identified those as kind of the prerequisites to also include when a formal application is submitted to FAB, kind of as a litmus test to say, are you really in good shape to be going forth with this application? And of course, FAB uses an accreditation assessment process that's really quite similar to many other accreditation programs, submission of documentation. There are peer site visitors that come out and do the site visit, and of course are looking at that documentation and then using the interviews during the site visit to ensure that documentation is really reflective of what's going on in the health department, and also learn and put kind of flesh on the bone of really what understanding what's going on. And through that drives the report and the decision about accreditation status. So at CDC, we have really felt that the accreditation activities is something that can be transformational to public health. So we, since the beginning of this work, have been playing a role in supporting this in different ways. You know, as mentioned before, we are playing a role in co-funding the Public Health Accreditation Board itself. But we've also looked to putting our investments on the other side of the firewall, so to speak, in terms of supporting accreditation readiness. And that's a bit of what we want to talk about today. We have certainly made some fairly big investments with the National Public Health Improvement Initiative. And I'll speak about that in a moment before I turn it over to our panel of speakers. But we also support some of the key national partner organizations in a lot of the work that they are doing to support accreditation activities and quality improvement and provide different tools that can help in advancing this work. And so, of course, those partner organizations include the very partner that is sponsoring this conference, APHA, ASTO, of course, that serves state health departments, NACHO, which serves local health departments, the National Indian Health Board, which of course is a key partner with tribes, the National Association of Local Boards of Health, the Public Health Foundation, and the National Network of Public Health Institutes. We have also done a lot to, and you'll be hearing from Lee and from Lowry talking about some of the work that has helped with incentives and putting into place some of the work that will more directly reach the local level than we can through the National Public Health Improvement Initiative. But let me just take a moment. How many of you are pretty familiar with what we call NIFI, the National Public Health Improvement Initiative? Some of you work on it. I see some familiar faces. But I wanted to mention this because this is something just a little bit more new, or if you're not involved into it on a day-to-day basis, it just might be helpful to understand this in terms of context. This is a kind of an unprecedented opportunity for CDC to be supporting and putting investments in place to the state, tribal, local, territorial level that's in a non-categorical, non-programmatic way. So it kind of started off as what we referred to as a public health infrastructure grant, but then we had to get away from calling it public health infrastructure. But that's essentially what it is, and it is something that we've been able to put funding that really can be used in a fairly flexibly way to support performance management and quality improvement activities. There's a big component of it that really is about accelerating accreditation readiness and being able to meet national standards as defined by the Public Health Accreditation Board. And of course, there's also some work that gets at successful practices and cross-jurisdictional sharing. So it's really something that is not categorical in the way that a lot of CDC's investments tend to be. And so this has, I think, been a very exciting and fairly unprecedented opportunity. We're now in the third year of that, and you can see of this five-year initiative, the investments that, of course, have been made each year. You know, $42.5 million the first year, reaching 76 grantees. And those 76 grantees, now we're at 73 grantees, really do almost all states. The large, very large local jurisdictions such as LA County, New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, tribal organizations and territories really is what comprises those grantees. And Bryn will be talking a little bit about what Maine has done, and that has, in a way that's been supported through NIFI. And that, of course, has been using Affordable Care Act dollars. So that's your setting the stage information about where we, what we have been doing, and kind of some of the elements that are in place to advance accreditation. And we, as I mentioned, we're going to be hearing from a panel of speakers talking about some different opportunities and different ways that accreditation has been supported. And so first, actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce all speakers, and so then they can get up one at a time. So first we're going to be hearing from Lee Thielen, talking a little bit about incentives and some work that she has done that was actually supported by CDC, but with in great partnership with NATO, AFTO, and the American Public Health Association. And Lee is now a public health consultant, but she has many years and fantastic background with the Colorado Health Department as senior deputy. She's, I think, started a statewide association in Colorado. She's on a board of health. I mean, name a level of public health, and you know, she's got some experience at that. Larry Ward is with NACHO, and she is a program analyst, and she does a lot with accreditation and quality improvement there, and so she'll be talking about the accreditation support initiative work that NACHO has been now in the second round of funding for. And before coming to NACHO, I think you've been there, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years now? She was in the Duval County Health Department in Florida. And finally, Bryn Riley, the Performance Improvement Manager in Maine. So she's with the Health Department in Maine, but also associated with the Muskie School of Public Health as well. And she's got years in working in Maine's. Well, they're all unique, but Maine's is also especially unique in its own way in Maine's governmental public health system. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Lee, who is going to... Well, we don't want questions yet, although, really, if anyone has burning questions, we'll take them.